T-Main, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
What's going on, Rob? Good morning.
Good morning. A three-game winning streak now for the Black Bears. 23-6 win over William and Mary on Saturday. Give me your impressions on what your team did well in that win.
No, I thought we played really good defense, especially early on. They had some short fields there. We turned it over early, and just the way the wind was blowing up here, we were kind of facing into it with punting the ball and being backed up. So I thought we did a nice job early on defense and really hold them to 3 points when it could have been a little bit different. So that was the key probably in the first half. And then we executed a two-minute drill on offense. We started to pick up our momentum there in the late second quarter and got a score to make it 13-3 at half. And then really we just played a complete game in the second half. I thought we both sides complimented. Special teams got on track. So it was good being back at home. And, it's good to get our third win.
You guys now, three straight wins after that 0-3 start, back to 3-3. How proud of your team showing that resilience and to be able to bounce back after that tough start?
Yeah, we talk about it every week, just facing adversity and how you're going to respond to things. And nothing in this league is easy. We went through it in a tough stretch there to start. Playing some tough games on the road, all three of them on the road, and then getting back home here this past week to get our third one was key. But I think it's just everyone goes through it, every team goes through it in this league, and you just got to keep plugging away and keep echoing the message, and hopefully the kids get it. Hopefully gaining some confidence here as the year goes, and we're just excited obviously about this next challenge this weekend against Delaware.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us possible.
And your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Offensive line, a couple people in the offensive line you mentioned at the press conference had to fill in. You had some injuries. Who are the guys that filled in for you and did a nice job in the offensive line? And then looking ahead to Delaware, quality opponent in Portland. You're undefeated in Orono. Are you concerned that that this is kind of a neutral site game, or obviously you're excited to play in Portland?
Yeah, we'll start with the O-line. Danny Burrows had to fill in at center, who's played center for us in the past. Chris Mulvey was out with an injury. Hopefully we get him back this week. And then we had, two guys that really haven't played a lot, a true freshman and Liam Dobson, started at right guard and rotated in with Sam Cooper, who's an upperclassman for us. And then obviously Brooks, he had to kick out to right tackle with the injury to Cody Levy. So, we were down two starters there, but listen, everyone goes through it. It is what it is. Go through it every year. Every team in the CAA goes through it. So you just got to have depth, and you got to practice those guys during the week and have them ready. And I felt like we did a good job with that. I thought we were well prepared on offense. And I'm happy those guys came out and played the way they can play. And if we get those guys back this week, that's a bonus. But if not, we'll go into the game with the same mentality of winning the game. And then obviously, going down to Portland, it's my first experience with it. I haven't done it before. I think we're excited about bringing our game to Southern Maine and really engaging that fan group. I know we got a lot of alumni down there, and we do some things with some various summer camps that we try and do in the southern part of the state. So it should be fun. We're excited about going down there. The game's still in Maine, so hopefully that carries on that home record we got.
Joe, you talked about how big it was to hold William and Mary to that field goal, but even earlier than that, that first drive of the game, you have the fumble by Chris, and then William and Mary with the short field, and Darius Hart comes up with that interception in the end zone. How big was that play?
Yeah, we started off the game not so hot. We tried to reverse on KOR. We dropped it, didn't drop the pitch all week, and we dropped the pitch and almost puked it there, but we were fortunate enough to recover, and then on that third down, like you said, Chris just got to do a better job taking care of the football and fumbled it. And then it was big, third. We had a penalty on that first drive, too. I think it was second down. We got a late hit that was close but probably was out of bounds there, which gave him another first down inside the 10, I think. And then just playing great defense, and they tried to run a pick route on the outside, and Darius did a good job and being prepared for that and picked the ball off. So our defense has just been playing really well right now. They're playing together. They're playing more disciplined. I've been asked why they're playing so well. I just think it's more disciplined. We're taking the coaching, and we're just playing really well together right now. And I think we're tackling really well, which is leading to some third down and longers for some teams. So it was huge. That could have been 14 points early there, and we held them to three. and we just needed a little bit of time for our offense to catch up there.
Obviously, you know, eight quarters now without allowing an offensive touchdown, and certainly the number that jumps out against William & Mary is holding them to 57 through the air. Was it a combination of pressure you're able to get up front along with your defensive backs, or just sort of a total team effort to be able to put up those kind of numbers?
Yeah, I think just a total team effort. I mean, we were missing, you know, Najee Good didn't play. So we had to start another corner there. You know, I looked out there, and we had one senior on defense. And it's just young guys taking advantage of their opportunities and playing really well. And I think with each game, we've talked about it before, where our kids are just gaining confidence and learning how to play in this league. It's very difficult. And, you know, we got to respond to adversity in games, and they've done that. And I think it's a combination of everything. I think we're rushing the passer well. I think we're doing a better job in our rush lanes, being disciplined there, because a lot of these quarterbacks in this league will scramble and hurt you, and we'll face another one this weekend that does that. And, you know, we're taking advantage of some opportunities in the secondary. Probably gave, you know, looking back at it, gave up too many explosives early on in the year, but I think we've really done a good job of toning that down over the last couple of weeks. And again, I think it just comes back to our discipline and how we're playing with our eyes and doing the right thing. So I just think it's a total defensive effort, and everyone's kind of becoming, you know, being on the same page and just doing the right things that we coach.
Got another media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your next question is from the line of Kevin Tricolini with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Joe, obviously you've got a Delaware team coming up there that's going to be smarting a little bit from its defeat down at Towson. I'm sure you're early in your preparation for the Blue Hens, but what are some of the strengths they have that will be most difficult for you guys to contend with, and what will be some of the things you guys will have to do really well against Delaware on Saturday?
Yeah, well, they're coached by Danny Rocco, so you know they'll be ready to go and they'll play physical. You know, I think their size is something that stands out. You know, we dealt with it last week with William & Mary. You know, they're bigger than us. Delaware is bigger than us. So we're going to have to do a good job playing physical, especially at the point of attack with our two lines. I think that'll be a key to the game. Certainly they'll be ready. I mean, coming off a disappointing loss, they'll be ready to go. And you know, we just got to continue to do the little things that we continue to preach over this little stretch we got here, and we're doing well. It's just our discipline. We gotta execute. We got to compete at a high level. We got to respond to adversity in games. I thought early on in the year we didn't do that very well with a young team for the most part, and I think we're starting to do that. So it'll be a challenge for us. They're a great program, great team. But I think the physicality at the point of attack will be key, and we got to tackle well. Their backs are big. So defensively, our safeties, our corners are going to have to tackle really well. They put a lot on the safeties and corners the way they scheme stuff up, so we got to tackle well. And then offensively, we're going to have a challenge. You know, they play really well on defense. Like Rob mentioned before, there's seven defenses in this league in the top 25 in the country. So it'll be nothing new for us on offense. We'll do a good job with the game plan. And, you know, offense, we're just looking for a little bit more consistency on our drives and finishing stuff out.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that very much. See you Saturday.
Thank you.
Joe, let's switch to your offensive to the offensive side of the ball. As you said, the William & Mary defense, one of those top 25 defenses. But you guys, even though it wasn't a huge yardage total, pretty good balance, 150 on the ground, 192 through the air, and four of your scoring drives over 50 yards. Just talk about how you played on that side of the ball.
You know, I think we played well. It's just we're trying to be more consistent with it. I think that was the message from Coach Cohen and his staff yesterday in our Sunday meeting, and it's just putting the whole thing together. You know, Chris has been, you know, up and down, and he does some good things in games, and he hasn't turned the ball over in the last 2 weeks, which has been huge, you know, to get us these two wins. And just, again, just looking for a little bit more consistency, finishing drives. We seem to at times have these negatives that will hurt us and put us behind the chain. You know, so we're just looking to be more consistent there. And I think that
yeah, I got you now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. We got power outages up here, so I sent one of our coaches down to get a generator. We're sitting in the car, so if it goes out again, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but yeah, I think just offensively, we're just, you know, trying to get more consistent, trying to play a complete game. I think we're doing the right things. We have the right game plan. We're coaching the right things. It's just about the kids really grasping it and taking it to the next level, and you know, just trying not to survive a game, trying to be great. And I think that's just the next step. We're knocking on the door of being consistent, but again, I think just too many negatives are just taking us back, and it's too hard to recover from those, especially against these defenses that we're facing week in and week out.
Before I let you go, I know you touched on a little bit with Larry, but just talk about how the game this week in Portland came about, and why that's important for you to play there.
You know, it's been a constant theme here with our athletic department about, you know, reaching the fan base in Southern Maine. You know, the other teams do it. Basketball, both basketball programs go down there. Hockey plays games down there. So it was just a goal of ours. We haven't been down there since 2005. You know, we played our spring game down there at the stadium and kind of got a chance to see some things. And it'll be different. You know, it'll be there will be some challenges with it, but I think we're just excited. I think we put a lot of effort into it. Our athletic department has, and hopefully it's a good thing. But certainly we're just excited about bringing not only the Maine football brand, but the CAA football brand to Southern Maine and our alumni base. And hopefully it's a great thing for us in Delaware on Saturday. It becomes a great game, and we look forward to hopefully doing a good job so that, you know, Joey D lets us go back.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for the time today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
Thanks.